Hello and welcome to episode 9 of Music on Music. I'm Dylan Music. This cast, we're going to look at my favorite songs of August and September of this year. So let's get into it, shall we? The first song I'm going to look at here is Crying by the Brooklyn grunge rock band Pom Pom Squad. This song kind of sounds like a mashup between Roy Orbison and Lana Del Rey with little Riot Girls vibes thrown in. Lead singer of Pom Pom Squad, Mia Baron, says this song, Crying, is a sort of self-drag. She said she thought the song could be a way for her to exorcise the demon that was her depression, but she says she found out that no amount of songwriting can substitute for therapy or medication. Baron says the song is basically her ego, the part of herself who doesn't learn, who makes the same mistakes over and over again, who's flaky, self-pitying, and wraps it all up in a bow called self-deprecation. So the song Crying from Pom Pom Squad, off their album from earlier this year, Death of a Cheerleader, is one of my favorite songs from August and September of this year. The next song that I got into in August of this year is Quien Podrá Saberlo by Brazilian singer-songwriter and cellist Dom La Nena from her album Tempo, ¿Quién podrá saberlo? Which is one of my favorite albums of the year. It features one of my other favorite songs of the year, Oiseau Sauvage, as well as the hypnotic title track Tempo. Oiseau Sauvage, this song, Quien Podrá Saberlo, which is a fun, upbeat tune that is very different than those other two songs. It's a duet with Mexican-American singer and rapper Julieta Venegas. And Dom La Nena says this song, Quien Podrá Saberlo, which roughly translates to Who Could Know, is about our past, what we do with everything we experience, what we do with frustrations, disappointments, with our fears, how our relationships changed or reshaped. She says life is made up by a series of events and accidents. Many times, things don't go as planned, and we have to constantly adapt to situations. So, Quien Podrá Saberlo by Dom La Nena, featuring Julieta Venegas, is one of my favorite songs from August of this year. Another song that I got into in August of this year is the tune Hang My Head by another Dylan, British rapper-singer Dylan Cartledge. And Cartledge says this song, Hang My Head, is about when you feel like you've let others down, especially yourself, when for whatever reason, physically or morally, you've taken a wrong turn or made a bad choice. It touches upon self-growth and learning from your mistakes and trying your best to get out the front door every day knowing you're doing yourself, your work, and your family justice. So this uplifting song, Hang My Head by Dylan Cartledge from his debut album from earlier this year, Hope Above Adversity, is one of my favorite songs of August of this year. The next song I got into in August of this year is Pulp by the British indie rock band Lime Garden. He's got blonde skin and pulp between his teeth. He's got nothing underneath. Every time we talk, it's brief. Simon says she gotta always dress your best. Wear your see-through pink string vest. Society's a test. This song has kind of a throwback 90s British rock vibe that calls to mind Elastica. Apparently, the band formed not too long ago through Facebook with a shared love of Aussie rocker Courtney Barnett and the group The Talking Heads. And this song, Pulp, is a concept song, according to the band's singer Chloe Howard. She says the band was imagining a man covered in orange pulp dancing around in the streets, and they wanted it to sound like it was about a dark nursery rhyme type character that the group would want to dance around with.
Simon says you gotta always dress your best, wear your see-through pink string vest, society is a test.
And so this cool rockin' song, Pulp, by the British indie rock band Lime Garden, is one of my favorite tracks from August of this year. The next song that I got into in August of this year is Mycelium by West African singer-songwriter Angelique Kidjo. It's from Kidjo's latest album, Mother Nature, that addresses issues from around the world, including climate change and state oppression and police violence. So this song, Mycelium, by Angelique Kidjo from her latest album, Mother Nature, is one of my favorite songs of August of this year. The next song that I got into in August of this year is Almost Home by Gary Louris of the Minneapolis alternative country rock band The Jayhawks. And apparently, Louris originally wrote this song as a jingle idea for a phone company. And when the company turned it down for their ad, Louris decided to expand it and write verses around it. He says the song is a story of travel and longing.
Yes, but when I'm far away, I can still see that day and you in that little white dress.
And this song for me has the distinction of sounding like two other super catchy popular songs that have this same upbeat tempo and vibe, one by the Scottish band Steeler's Wheel and the other by pop rocker Sheryl Crow.
Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right, here I am stuck in the middle with you. Yes, I'm stuck in the middle with you.
So this super catchy earworm of a song, Almost Home, by singer-songwriter Gary Louris from his latest solo album, Jump for Joy, is one of my favorite songs from August of this year. Stay tuned. Coming up, some of my favorite songs from September of this year, featuring an absolute banger from a Baltimore punk band and a retro flower power style jam from an alt-pop superstar. Stay tuned.
Wrapped up in my sleeping bag beneath the city lights, another rest stop, another toll, another time zone, another bowl. Miles of empty skies and never winding streets, so incomplete and all.
Coming this Christmas, you've seen Romeo and Juliet and West Side Story, and now there's another more historically accurate version of West Side Story coming from Steven Spielberg. But you've never seen this story told completely in the ocean.
Until now.
It's Seaside Story, the tale of rival dolphin gangs, the sharks and the squids in the Pacific Ocean, and two star-crossed dolphins, Flipper and Sandy, from rival gangs who fall in love amidst the chaos.
Oh,
featuring a special guest appearance by Sarah Paulson as Flipper's mom. This special and important film about ocean love is directed by The Room's Tommy Wiseau.
I thought it was high time that West Side Story was told from the dolphins' perspective.
Film critic Rex Reed of the New York Observer says it's the second worst movie I've ever seen.
Made that movie The Room, yes it happened. I had no money, but I made The Room, yes it happened. The Room, yes it happened. The Room, yes it happened.
What did you expect? It's a Tommy Wiseau production.
So stay tuned for Seaside Story by Tommy Wiseau, coming this fall to local public access cable channels across the country. Dolphins Room.
Welcome back to Music on Music. I'm Dylan Music. This cast, we're looking at my favorite songs from August and September of this year. Better late than never, right? Right now, we're going to look at my favorite songs of September. First one I want to get into here is the song Awaken by Oakland experimental pop musician Ty Cabral, known professionally as Spelling. This is from her amazing album from earlier this year called The Turning Wheel. This song calls to mind lots of witchy style music from the 70s, including Led Zeppelin, Heart, Kate Bush, Fleetwood Mac, prog rock in general. And the song seems to be about this kind of unity between nature and science in order to heal and grow mankind, humankind. And it's a really magical and beautiful sentiment. And I also recommend the song Little Deer from this album as well, which definitely straight up calls to mind the magic pop rock of Kate Bush. And I guess that song Little Deer is partially inspired by a Frida Kahlo painting of a little deer. So anyhow, this song Awaken by Spelling from her fantastic album The Turning Wheel is one of my favorite tunes from September of this year. Next song that I got into in September of this year is the tune Change by Berlin-based singer-songwriter Annika. I really like this song because of the lyrics and the idea that as humans, we can and do change. I feel so often you hear about how humans can never really change, that we're set in our ways, that people don't really ever change. I personally don't believe that. And more so, I think that our very reason for being on this planet is to change and learn and grow from our experiences.
About things we know nothing about, but I think we have
Annika says about this song and her own experience. There's a lot of stuff I want to change. Some things I sat down and decided last year I had to change about myself and my life. Sometimes it feels helpless because the things we want to change are so huge and out of our control. But Annika says starting with yourself is always a good place. I think we can change. And that is the lyric that repeats over and over again in this song as a sort of mantra. Nothing about. And so this song, Change, by Annika from her album Change from earlier this year, is one of my favorite tunes from September. The next song that I got into in September of this year is the amazing rock jam Blackout by Baltimore punk band Turnstile.
And now back down with the feeling, and I can lie. You know it won't be long until the end. Let the spotlight shine on me again.
This song is such a catchy rock banger that I instantly got into it when I first heard it. It seems to be a sort of celebration of the band and its performative nature, and what the fans get out of the experience of the band's live performances. Anyhow, this song rocks so hard. And so Blackout by Turnstile from their fantastic album from earlier this year called Glow On, is one of my favorite songs of September of this year. It is actually one of my top 10 songs of the entire year. Another tune that I got into in September of this year is the song Psychic Wound by the Bay Area doom rock band King Woman, fronted by Iranian-Serbian singer and songwriter Kristina Esfandiari. The song is deep and painful in a gloom rock way, and Esfandiari says of this year's song Psychic Wound that it's about paying the price for eating forbidden fruit. As Fondiari says, when desire turns into obsession, it can keep you longer than you intended to stay and nearly destroy your sanity. And you can hear that madness taking place in the final painful howls of this song. So the song Psychic Wound by the band King Woman, one of my favorite songs from September of this year. It's from their album Celestial Blues from earlier this year.
You've seen them on TV. You've heard their music. You've been to their concerts. But was any of that really real? Or was it a hallucination? Was it the Hallucination?
Another song that I got into in September of this year is the song It's Over by The Hallucination, an electronic indigenous group from Canada. Now, I guess The Hallucination started out as a first night celebration for indigenous youth in the Ontario dance club scene and is known as kind of electric powwow. And it does sound like that, and it's just so cool and infectious. We'll be right back. So the song It's Over by Hallucination featuring Chippewa Travelers from Hallucination's fantastic self-released album One More Saturday Night from earlier this year is one of my favorite songs from September of this year. The next song I got into in September of this year is actually turning out to be one of my favorite songs of the whole year. It's Honeysuckle Rose by the music collective known as 26 Bats, and it features singer-songwriter Bailey Cogan on lead vocals here. Sounds kind of like a futuristic travel song by a band of cyber gypsies or something, but it's just so creative and cool and fun. So, this amazing tune, Honeysuckle Rose by 26 Bats from their album from earlier this year, Portal Potty, is one of my favorite jams of the year. The final song that I want to look at here from September of this year is the flower powery retro track Fallen Fruit from the latest album by alt-pop superstar Lorde, which is called Solar Power. It came out earlier this year.
You leave us dancing on the fallen fruit, the fallen fruit, the fallen fruit.
And I guess this song, Fallen Fruit, has been described as a bit of a protest song and a crushed flower power lament for the spoiled Eden that Lorde's generation has inherited. Anyway, that's according to Laura Snapes of The Guardian. And I do get that protest song vibe here.
To the ones who came before us, all the golden ones who were lifted on a dreams we had were far too big, far too big, and we will.
And while this album, Solar Power, may not be among Lorde's greatest, I do admire that she stepped out of her comfort zone and went into this new acoustic flower powery direction here. And this tune, Fallen Fruit, is definitely a great standout from Lorde's album, Solar Power. Coming up, I've got a song I've written to share with you on this podcast. Stay tuned. Coming this Christmas from K-Smell Records, it's a brand new holiday compilation. And that's what I call a messed up Christmas. Featuring some of your favorite messed up Christmas tunes from today's top artists, including Big Frida.
Rudy was a big booty reindeer. He lived up at the North Pole. He wasn't like the other reindeers, cause they would treat him cold.
Johnny McRae.
Here comes Fatty with a sack of sh**. Here comes Fatty with a sack of sh**. Here comes Fatty with a sack of sh**. And all them stinking reindeer.
Slater.
All I want for Christmas is to get s**. Take a big hit.
Prof.
My family creepy as it gets. Grandpa kiss me on the lips. F*** you, it's Christmas. I don't wanna hold your kid. That's some scary f***. F*** you, it's Christmas.
Nat King Cole.
He's the little boy that Santa Claus forgot. And goodness knows he didn't want a lot.
Lonely Island featuring Justin Timberlake.
It's my f***ing in a box. My f***ing in a box, babe. It's my f***ing in a box. Ooh, my f***ing in a box, girl.
J. John Denver.
Please, Daddy, don't get drunk this Christmas. I don't want to see my mama cry.
And new song.
Sir, I want to buy these shoes for my mama, please. It's Christmas Eve and these shoes are just her size. Could you hurry, sir? You see, she's been sick for quite a while and I want her to look beautiful if mama meets Jesus tonight.
So be on the lookout for the new K-Smell Records compilation. Now that's what I call a messed up Christmas. Available at select retail stores. Welcome back to Music on Music. I'm Dylan Music. So if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you know I'm not just a lover of music, but I'm also an amateur musician. This cast, I'm going to do a song that I wrote as part of a cycle of songs a few years ago about lies. The lies we tell ourselves, the lies our government tells to us, and lies we tell each other. And this song I've got for you this week is kind of in the camp of lies we tell ourselves. It's a little piano tune called Tall Tales. And it's really about our biggest hopes, dreams, and desires, and kind of like how those dreams are kind of like lies until they become true or change or get put on the back burner or become forgotten or suppressed. So anyway, here it is, my song, Tall Tales. Enjoy.
Something so small, growing so tall, where it will reach, nobody knows. Told you I left, and you knew I was right. Feeling your thoughts of me every night. Making a life out of cardboard and hope. Telling myself that it's all a big joke. The tallest of tales, the ones that we tell ourselves. Tallest of tales, the dreams we deny. Dreams we deny, all for the sake of all in the name of self-preservation. Yes, all in the name of love. Oh yes, it's all in the name of self-preservation. Yes, all in the name of love. Something so small, fading away, drifting from shore further each day. Search for a dream, landed on love, fading away from all the above. Making a life out of cardboard and hope. Telling myself that it's all a big joke. The tallest of tales, the ones that we tell ourselves. Tallest of tales, the dreams we deny. Dreams we deny, all for the sake of all in the name of self-preservation. Is all in the name of love. Oh yes, it's all in the name of self-preservation. Yes, all in the name of love. Something so small.
And that was my little piano tune, Tall Tales. I hope you liked it. Next cast, we're going to be looking at my favorite tunes of the end of the year from October, November, and December. So until then, thanks for listening to Music on Music. I'm Dylan Music.